Good evening, listeners. It's Friday, November 29th, and you're listening to Market Wrap, a post-market podcast from Business Standard. I'm Kanishka, and here are the top things you need to know about today's market session. Expectations of slower GDP numbers for September quarter, due later in the day, and weak global cues weighed on investor sentiment on Friday, with the benchmark indices sliding nearly 1%. It is widely expected that the second quarter GDP print will slip below 5% on subdued consumer demand, weakening private investment, and falling exports courtesy global slowdown. The S&P BSE Sensex lost 336 points or 0.82% to settle at 40,794, with Yes Bank being the top loser and Bharti Airtel the biggest gainer. During the day, the index hit a low of 40,664.81 levels. Reliance Industries, ICICI Bank, Hindustan Unilever and State Bank of India contributed the most to the index fall. NSE's Nifty 50 index closed the session at 12,056, down 95 points or 0.78%. On a weekly basis, Sensex gained 0.54% and Nifty added 0.66%. In the broader market, Nifty Midcap 100 index ended flat at 17,222, up 0.06%, while Nifty Small Cap 100 index outperformed the benchmarks by setting the earlier percent higher. Sectorally, except realty stocks, all the counters ended in the red. Media stocks tumbled the most, followed by PSU banks, metals and auto stocks. The Nifty Realty index ended a percent higher at 282 levels. Now, let's take a look at some of the buzzing stocks of the day. Zee Entertainment slipped nearly 6% to end at 293.55 rupees a piece on the BSE. The stock has been under pressure on series of developments such as Subhash Chandra's resignation as chairman of the company and then stepping down of three directors. Shares of Future Group companies rallied in the trade a day after the Competition Commission of India said it has approved Amazon.com NV Investment Holdings' proposal to acquire about 49% share in Future Coupons, a subsidiary of Future Group. India Bulls Housing Finance rallied 13% to 377 rupees during the day on the National Stock Exchange after foreign portfolio investors bought nearly 1% point stake in the company through open market. The stock of the housing finance company had zoomed 25% on Thursday. However, the stock reversed gains in the intraday deals to end at 290 rupees, down over 13% on the BSE. In the global markets, Asian shares slipped, knocking a global stock index off its path to hitting an all-time peak as investors turned cautious, fearing a new US law backing Hong Kong protesters could torpedo efforts to end the US-China trade war. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan fell more than 1%. Hong Kong led the dip with losses of 2%. South Korean shares lost 1.4% and Japan's Nikkei East 0.5%. China's blue chips gave up 1.3% a day before the country reports manufacturing activity. In commodities, oil prices were mixed. Investors awaited a meeting of OPEC and its allies next week that may result in the extension of an output cut agreement to support the market. That's all we have for you in today's post-market podcast. For the latest news on business markets and more, stay logged on to businessstandard.com.